This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Overall, more than 62% voter turnout has been recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls till 5 p.m. 96 parliamentary constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory was covered in this phase. Voting started at 7 this morning and has concluded. The Election Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana had been extended to enhance voter participation. Our correspondents, touring different constituencies, reported long queues of voters at different polling booths. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase. Over 19 lakh polling officials have been deployed across 1,92,000 polling stations. Nearly 18 crore voters are eligible to exercise their franchise in this phase. Besides, the voting was also held for single-phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and first phase of assembly polls for 28 seats of Odisha today. We go over to our correspondent Anupam in Delhi for more updates. Anupam, how was the overall polling, and also share the unique aspect of this phase?
Yes, Valsa, the voting process for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections has just been concluded. However, voters who are inside the polling stations are casting their votes. Voting took place today for a total of 96 constituencies across 9 states and 1 union territory. With this, voting has been completed in 379 parliamentary constituencies. Valsa, if we talk about the voting percentage, according to the data received till 5 p.m, total voting percentage is 62.31%. Andhra Pradesh, which voted for both Lok Sabha and state assembly, recorded over 68% voting. Telangana 61%, Bihar 54%, Jharkhand 63%, Madhya Pradesh 68%, Maharashtra 52%, Odisha nearly 63%, Uttar Pradesh 56%, West Bengal 75%, and Jammu and Kashmir over 35%. Valsa, today in the Festival of Democracy, many unique features were seen in different states. At a polling booth in Simdega, elderly voters were welcomed with flower petals. And in Shopian, there was a environment-friendly elections. There was a polling booth, green polling booth was established.
Right. Thank you, Anupam, for those details. In the state assembly elections, Andhra Pradesh registered nearly 68% voter turnout, while Odisha nearly 63% till 5 p.m. In West Bengal, the Election Commission today removed the presiding officers of two polling booths at Birbhum and Bahrampur Lok Sabha seats. The poll panel took the decision after noticing through webcasting that few persons were repeatedly going inside the booths and influencing voters, but the presiding officers did not take any action against them. The Election Commission is webcasting all the booths in the Lok Sabha election. Campaigning is in full swing for the remaining three phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing states to hold public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a mega roadshow at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening. He was accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Prime Minister Modi is the sitting Member of Parliament and candidate from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. He will be filing his nomination papers from the constituency tomorrow. People gathered in huge numbers in Varanasi to take part in the 6-kilometer-long road show. He also paid tribute to Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya's statue in the holy city. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed rallies at Hajipur, Muzaffarpur and Saran in Bihar. He called upon the people of the state to cast their vote for the development of the country. He also visited Takht Shri Harmandirji Patna Sahib in Patna city this morning. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Rai Bareli in Uttar Pradesh. India and Iran today signed a long-term contract for the operation of the Shahid Beheshti port in Chabahar. Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sabananda Sonowal witnessed the signing of the agreement between India Ports Global Limited and Ports and Maritime Organization of Iran. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad today. KKR is coming off a comfortable victory over Mumbai Indians on Saturday, a win that made them the first team to secure a playoff spot. And with that, we end this news bulletin.